Hello, and welcome to English with Pat and Pops. I'm Pat.
I'm Pops.
And we're talking to you from Boynton Beach, Florida.
And Torremolinos, Spain.
That's right. Number 3 international podcast.
Yeah, this is where every week a new record. You know, we're just breaking records left and right.
We sure are.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. What is the word of the week?
Good word here. Enamor.
Yeah.
To be filled with a feeling of love for someone or something.
Yeah. To be filled with a feeling of love for someone or something. So this is a fitting one for today's episode, and it's got its roots tied deeply into the Latin, right? In Spanish, in French, in Italian. Amor is love. And
love, yeah.
Yeah, so this should be a fairly easy one to remember.
It should be, especially for what we're talking about this week. So yeah, it kind of fits right in with the episode, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I think just it you can be enamored with someone, of course. That's a very, very common, right? To be in love with someone or something. Right. It doesn't have to be a person.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, certain people are enamored with automobiles, let's say. They love their cars. They love I love fishing. I'm enamored with fishing, let's say.
Oh boy, yeah. All right. I'm gonna stop you there so you don't get in trouble. Yeah.
Yes. So, please, I'll have to block this episode again. So yeah, I'll have to again not let someone listen to this.
Yeah.
I should be enamored with my love. Yes.
Yeah. And you are.
Yes, I am. Very much.
All right. So let's jump into the episode.
Yes, let's go.
So we're going to be talking about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So it's
a big day.
Yeah. And so it just passed. It's on, for those of you who don't know, it's on celebrated on February 14th every year. And yeah. I don't know, Pops, do you know about sort of the history and the origins of Valentine's Day or?
I know there was a Saint Valentine, and that's about as much as I really have studied it. I really don't know much about the person or what started the whole celebration. So no, yeah. I don't really know a lot. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll explain it a little bit. I had to look it up too. So yeah, there was a Saint Valentine, but the thing about this saint and Valentine's Day and its origins is there's certainly a level of mystery to it. There's a lot of different stories surrounding it. So it originated as a Christian celebration, a feast day to honor Saint Valentine, who was he was a martyr in ancient Rome. So you know, a martyr is someone who dies for their religious beliefs.
Right. Yeah, they're persecuted for their religious beliefs, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's, again, like I said, there's a lot of stories surrounding Saint Valentine, but I think the most common one is that he was sentenced to death by the Emperor of Rome at the time, Claudius II, for he was performing the ceremony of marriage. And, you know, at the time, the Romans were persecuting Christians for their beliefs. And Claudius tried to enlist all men into the army so that they wouldn't be married, right?
Oh,
so Saint Valentine
that's
was
not good.
No, so he was supposedly sort of secretly conducting you know, religious acts, and he was doing ministry and things like that. And there's a lot of different stories surrounding it, but that's the basic theme. And then you know he was killed for it. So
not good. Seems like he's doing a good thing there, but it didn't turn out too well for him.
Yeah. Apparently the Emperor of Rome didn't like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the origins of the story. Uh-huh. And then, you know, in 17th century Great Britain, they started you know, doing some like a little bit of the modern style Valentine's Day traditions, like writing cards to those people that you love.
That's where the Hallmark cards come from, I guess, a little bit, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. They got their roots tied to Great Britain. And so that was really, it was kind of a a very simple act in that time. It didn't have all the sort of pageantry it has today. And it wasn't until, I think, you know, I read like the mid-19th century, so the mid-1800s in the States, when Valentine's Day really got this commercial boom and sort of the chocolate makers and flower shops and what else goes with Valentine's Day? Jewelers, they all started marketing their products to sort of, you know, to sell products. And that's now it's become this super commercialized holiday.
Oh, gosh, it is commercialized everywhere. It's amazing, isn't it? What you see these days. So, yeah. It's amazing.
Well, I think funny enough, a lot of men, at least, you know, when Valentine's Day is coming around, they sort of roll their eyes because they know it what it entails, and it means purchasing something for your loved one, right?
Yeah, and how do you have to get something that's kind of appropriate to, you know, you can't spend too little. You got to spend just the right amount, and you know, to go. You know, what do you do? Go to dinner, buy a candy heart. You know, there's a lot of choices out there, and guys generally screw things up. So,
yeah, well, that's sort of the thing is, you know, you have to sort of tailor your approach to where you are in your relationship too, right? You know, too early, exactly. Jewelry means one thing, and oh, is this enough? Is it too little? So, yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah. I know men are pretty stressed out about Valentine's Day, but so what, Pops, are you a romantic guy, would you say?
You know, somewhat, I guess, you know, I think so. You know, usually what we do is go out with Diana to dinner or something like that. You know, we'll schedule a go out to dinner, have a nice dinner and nice place that she likes to eat at or something like that. And sometimes it just depends, you know. In the States, it's easier in some ways, or I'm more familiar with it. You get a card for somebody, you know. In Europe here, there just doesn't seem to be that card type of, thing. You know, a card type of shop, unless you go to specific shops or whatever. But you know, you can do flowers or whatever. It just depends on, you know, where you're at in your relationship, like you said. So yeah.
Maybe in Europe they're a little more romantic and they write their own cards.
Oh, that could be. Oh, I have to be a little more creative, is what you're saying. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think some people appreciate that, but
yeah.
Yeah. So a typical Valentine's Day, I guess for everyone, it's a little bit different. Some people don't celebrate it at all. Some. Mm-hmm. Buy each other, you know, or the man typically would buy his wife or girlfriend flowers or bring chocolates and, you know, vice versa. You get little gifts. Some people, I've even seen some people go, you know, pretty over the top. And now Valentine's Day turns into they buy presents even for their children.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I guess it's expanded into any of your loved ones you buy gifts for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Generally what we did years ago was, I mean, I remember doing this in school. We started doing it in school. I don't, you know, if you did it with you, but you know, like in the first or second grade, you'd take in Valentine's and give it to the kids, everybody in the kids in your class. You make little handwritten notes and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I remember my first memories of it, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah. No, we did that when I was in school, and that's, yeah, that you sort of call that note your, it's Valentine, you know, is the word has a bunch of uses. You know, it's, you call the thing that you write your Valentine, right? You're giving someone your Valentine, like the card. Right. And then the person you're asking, will you be my Valentine? You know, it's sort of like a little date scenario. But that's where I remember my first one too, was, you know, those first memories you have, and you'd create a little mailbox out of something and people would drop their little love notes in there.
Yeah. 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 I just remember thinking when I was a kid, when I give a Valentine to a girl in school, you know, I was thinking, oh man, what are the, you know, the pressure started already. I was already sweating early.
That's a high stakes game.
Am I getting this back? You know, I don't want to be your Valentine.
Well, especially for a young kid, it puts a lot on the line. You know, it's there's no nuance to it. It's just, you know, usually you're right. Will you be my Valentine? Yes or no? So you're either jumping with joy, or
you're like, yeah, you're going home on the bus that day with your head down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
So yeah, I mean, that's nowadays for children, that's a typical Valentine's Day. And then for adults, mm-hmm. it's usually maybe some dinner and exchanging a few gifts. I guess wherever you are in the world, you're going to do it a little bit differently. And every family and couple does it differently. But
right. Yeah.
What I found funny is, you know, so now we've seen from where it started in ancient Rome, then, you know, simple letter writing in Great Britain, and then to this commercialized holiday in the States. And then, you know, now I was reading that a lot of people are using artificial intelligence, AI, to write their Valentine's letters.
That seems, that might be a little dangerous if you get caught doing that. It might be
I would recommend not leaving a trace. But I'll just read you a little excerpt or from the article I read. So this poll was done on about 5,000 people, right? They polled 5,000 Americans, and 42% of the men surveyed said that they will be using AI, artificial intelligence, to write a Valentine's letter this year. So for the one that just passed a couple of days ago. And for women were going to use it too, but they were less than 20%. So they're a little bit less. But you can see for men, that was almost 50% of them.
Almost 50% needed a little assist, we'll say.
A little assist is right. And some of the other statistics I found funny, it said, they sort of asked, why would you be using AI, right? And it seemed like a lot of it was sort of centered around laziness. 32% said that it would help them feel more confident. 20% said that it would enhance efficiency and that they simply didn't have the time to do it themselves. So that's good if you do get caught by your significant other and she says, you know, why did you have a computer write this? You say, I didn't have the time.
I just didn't have the time this week. You know, I was busy. I was very busy.
And then 10% of them said, I don't believe my love interest or partner would know, and it would be quick and easy.
And so they get away with it.
Yeah.
That's the other.
Exactly.
They wouldn't know the difference if it was my writing or somebody else's writing. That's, well.
Yeah, I know. That's even, you got to be careful with that one because that's even more insulting.
Yeah, I know. I think if you said it like that, it could be pretty dangerous for your relationship there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only are you not putting any thought into it, but now you're saying that your significant other wouldn't know the difference, right?
She wouldn't know my writing from a computer any day of the week. So,
And then, you know, the last thing here is, you know, sort of the funny thing is that 37% of the people in the poll said that there was no clear way to distinguish whether or not a computer wrote the letter. And 39% of them guessed incorrectly whether or not their Valentine letter was written by AI or not. So, you know, it seems like AI is doing a pretty good job here and, you know, acting like a human.
It seems like, boy, that with these kind of results, next year, that number probably will go up a little more. There'll be more people depending on AI to write these notes. Yeah.
Well, you know, especially there's sort of like a big boom here and people are turning to AI for a lot of things. So I'm sure it's only going to go up, but it's just funny to me. It seems like there's nothing less romantic than a computer generated Valentine.
Well, it just doesn't seem quite right. You know, that you're relying on a computer to do this, you know, and pin your thoughts or pin your love, you know, to express your love correctly, you kind of depending on something else to do it for you. So it kind of sounds heartless in a way, you know,
a little bit. That's why I definitely don't get caught if you're doing this. And
don't leave ChatGPT up on your computer with the thread there that says the note. It could be a little dangerous for you.
That's like, that's falling asleep in the getaway car. That is.
Yeah. I can see that happening, though. I can see somebody doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, AI is sort of just expanding. Artificial intelligence is growing in all of these sort of creative sectors. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's sort of the idea, I think, of AI in general, is not only for it to learn for itself, but eventually, if you can't distinguish it from a human, then that's, you know, sort of a perfect AI, they say. So, right, I mean, we're getting there. Even with love notes, people are saying they can't discern the difference, but, you know, for me, it's a little too much, I think, because that sort of, that personal love letter exchange is supposed to be, you know, tailored towards your partner and supposed to be creative and expressive. And it's like, you know, this AI is just using other things from the internet and kind of compiling them to, you know, meet the needs of your partner. And it just, it feels really not romantic at all, but.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing is, you know, years ago with Valentine's Day, you know, it was always considered like a last minute holiday because guys were running in and getting chocolate hearts at the, you know, at the drugstore or at the grocery store and picking up a card at the last minute. So everybody's doing this. Now, AI to me is even more of a last minute, you know, like it's taking that last minute reaction even further to the, you know, even closer to the edge of recognizing it at all. So it, you know, so it's just kind of, it's very interesting. What will be next, you know, in this whole progression. So,
It is. It seemed like we couldn't wait. Most men couldn't wait any more to the last minute. And now AI is there to sort of bail you out. And even if you forget to, you know, do the thing that probably your partner appreciates the most, a personalized note, you know, they're there to write it for you.
Yeah, they're there to back you up. They got your back.
So I'm sure it won't be long before, you know, humans, if they're not already, are having relationships with AI. You know, they might just cut out the partner altogether and that.
Yeah. You just have a conversation with, you know, your AI app or whatever it is, you know, dump the partner.
Hey, I'm sure if it hasn't happened, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, you know. Look at it this way. You don't have to buy a box of chocolates. No flowers necessary for this partner.
That's right. The only problem is that AI is going to know if your love letter isn't personalized, you know. They'll be able to tell.
they'll know. Yes. Yeah. That's true. Oh boy.
So anything else on Valentine's or?
No. I think we've kind of covered it. You know, we've covered it from the beginnings to the most recent technological advances and jumps. So,
changed.
Yeah. Where will it be 10 years from now? We don't know.
Yeah. What do you think the Claudius, the Emperor of Rome, would be saying about this AI? You know,
he'd be saying, you know, don't let my soldiers talk to AI.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Keep them away.
Keep them focused.
Yeah, keeping at war.
Yeah. All right, so let's jump into the idiom then.
Okay. Head over heels in love.
Yeah, to fall head over heels in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so what would you say that means? It's a pretty simple one.
Yeah, you're just totally in love with your partner. You're just totally, you know, you can't think of anything else.
You're
just,
you're enamored.
Totally captured. And, you're enamored. You're captured. Yeah.
It's to be in love with, you know, and I think, you know, head over heels also has like more of a literal meaning. Like you can fall head over heels and it's, if you visualize your head going over your feet, right? And you're falling, let's say, you know, not a very nice image, but falling down the stairs or something. Uh-huh. That's to fall head over heels. And then if you use it with in love, it just means sort of emotionally you're doing that, right? You're falling uncontrollably and you're...
Right. Your heart is captured, your heart's taken, and you can't think of anything else. Mm. Yeah, besides that other second person. Yes.
That's beautiful. Did AI write that or did you?
I don't want to say. No comment.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So to fall head over heels in love, let's jump into the role play. So let's say we're cousins and we're reuniting at a family reunion. We haven't seen each other in a while.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so, hey man, so good to see you. How have you been?
I've been doing great. Awesome to see you too. Where's Valentino? I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, Valentino? Don't hold your breath. He fell head over heels for a girl in his yoga class, and nobody's seen him in months.
Yoga class, huh? Do you have his number? I may need to give yoga another try.
Wow. Okay, I'll send you his number. Yeah, maybe you can find your love in there, too.
Maybe I can. Oh, yes, that'd be great. Looking forward
Pops
to it.
And, Pops and Valentino, off the market.
We're off the market. We're taken.
Yeah. All right, yeah, so that's it. It's this is a straightforward one, but very very appropriate for Valentine's Day to fall head over heels in love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're looking for something to say to your Valentine, that might be all you need. You know, it's right to the point.
Get ready to just say, hey, I'm head over heels for you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that would be the perfect saying. Yeah. And hand them a box of chocolates or some flowers, and you've got it made. You cover it.
There you go. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you might need the chocolates in addition.
Yeah, it can't hurt. And then you know what? Yeah, you might be able to snag a couple of those chocolates yourself. So yeah.
Oh man, we're getting less romantic. We got to end this episode.
We better end this one quick. Right. I'm going to be in real trouble here.
Bail out. Yeah. All right. As always, visit us at patandpops.com. Send us your questions, your comments, your episode ideas, and give us a follow on social media if you enjoy our content, want to see some more. And we really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah, please keep listening. And if you have anything to say, let us know. Take care.
All right. Catch you next time.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.